Hello again. This is just a small reminder about assignment one. Some of you have asked if I could do another podcast. I'll do my best. It's an assignment weighted at 70%, so performance on this is a high contributor to your outcome grade for this module. And it's due in on, due in on 9th of March. We're looking at taking a sporting organisation with a 3,000 word essay which appraises an international market for that organisation. Now, the stumbling block for some of you is to get past choosing an intangible service organisation. Some of you have decided to contact me about rugby clubs, about football clubs, moving into international markets. This is not the essence of the task. The task is to consider a sporting organisation. I have suggested Pan Sports of Thailand. I have suggested Li Ning. And I'm sure there are others which you can come across as you surf the internet and find small sporting organisations which may wish to expand their horizons onto the international market. Also asking for you to appraise three markets. Remember, we're appraising markets. So just reflect on the word markets. And what does a market contain? It contains people with disposable income. It contains an economy which is stable. It contains a market which has a distribution network. It contains a market with an acceptance of international products. It contains a market with consumers who may participate in sporting activities. It contains a market where, yes, the internet is invasive, but we do need to be able to sell products. I don't want you to suddenly say they're going into Belgium and putting product on Amazon in Belgium. That is hardly penetrating the market because you are new. So it may be worthwhile thinking about distribution. And if you did team up with Amazon as an Amazon store, does that reflect poorly on the brand? Because the brand would want to control its own distribution. I digress slightly. So we have pointed you in the direction of Euromonitor through Passport, through Athens. And that has all the information to assess market viability. And we've chosen apparel and footwear as an indicator in that respect. As you dig around and dig up more information on Euromonitor, you will see that pest analysis has already been done. There's often a market assessment of how the market will go in the future for that particular choice of footwear and apparel. Yesterday, the 22nd of February, introduced you to OECD. And that website also indicates what people do and what, if you like, prosperity there is, education levels, etc., etc. But you have to spend time on these websites. Remember, I only visit these once every 12 months. And when I look at them, they often change. So I don't have the familiarity as clicking on, say, the bbc.co.uk. So it's a matter of rummaging around and considering a market appraisal. So choose three countries. You may choose a developing economy. You may choose an established economy. Entirely up to you. But what you're doing is making an evaluation, an assessment, an appraisal to which of those three markets you have looked at to choose one. Now, the other question which comes out is, well, what's this all about mode of entry? Well, we haven't quite touched on that, and it's not the main thrust of the essay. The main points of modes of entry are wholly owned subscriptions, joint ventures, using agents, licensing, and so on to gain market entry. you might want to have a look at that before we actually cover it in class. But that is incidental to the appraisal of the market. And yes, Cecilia and I would like a diagram, a picture, a process in place which goes in text, rather than sending me to the end to some extra piece of detail. The reason is because you are going to be looking at numerical numbers and assessment of which advantage this or disadvantage that, then it'd be nice to read it as you go through the text. It's up to you how you set it out. You may do an assessment of country A, then country B, then country C, and then conclude with the thought process of how you would enter that in a physical sense for distribution, perhaps. There is no right answer. It's the skill of your writing to research and refine and conclude which is the best market for your sporting enterprise. Hope that's a further additional thoughts for the forthcoming assessment. No door knocking today.